foreign adversaries are using loopholes in U.S. law to influence U.S. elections. Now, Congress wants to close those loopholes because some foreign influence campaigns are legal. Congress also wants to strengthen existing laws that are, frankly, easy to break. Federal law is inadequate when defining what foreign nationals can and cannot do. Caitlin Sutherland, the executive director of Americans for Public Trust, told the Committee on House Administration during a recent hearing. Essentially, foreign nationals are only prohibited from contributing to a candidate committee or super PAC or participating in a campaign's decision-making process. This means foreign nationals can largely still influence a whole host of other election-related vehicles with zero repercussions. Sutherland explained that it's currently legal for foreign nationals to pay for get-out-the-vote operations, voter registration, issue advocacy, voter education, ballot harvesting, and door knocking. In addition, foreigners can legally spend money on state and local ballot initiatives, and they do, to the tune of tens of millions of dollars. One way to legally get around the ban on contributions to candidate committees and super PACs is simply by making a donation to a 501c nonprofit, which can then transfer the money. Foreigners can also make contributions with cryptocurrency through straw donors who pass it on, or by using a fake name and personal information. That's all illegal, but relatively easy. Earlier this year, the House passed a bill to prohibit political committees from accepting donations via gift card or without a CVV, the security code on the back of a credit card. That legislation has not been approved by the Senate. Foreign interests should have no say over the administration or outcome of American elections. Democratic Representative Joe Morrell of New York said, "The decisions we make about our government, how we organize their society, are the sole province of American citizens. Influence campaigns come from many angles. Partisan organizations and wealthy individuals donate money to support policies they believe in, the same reason Americans do. There are also nefarious attempts by adversarial nations like China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran. Our adversaries hope we consume our finite time, energy, and resources fighting one another, rather than working together to strengthen our country at home and defend our interests abroad," said Bradley Bowman, director of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. "They also seek to degrade our democracy's reputation. They want our model of representative democracy to look less appealing compared to their authoritarianism and autocracy." One suggestion to fix this problem is strengthen Section 314 of the Patriot Act, which allows financial institutions to share information with each other when they suspect money laundering is taking place. Lawmakers want to give them more leeway to do that and provide incentives.